Hi, Tony. Hi, Eric. Hi, Tom.
Morning.
Hi, PBG. Ooh, Shea Butter. Welcome. Hi, Val.
Oh.
Hi, Mike.
I think Mike Tempe just wrapped up. There he is now.
Hey, Ralph. Good to see you, buddy.
Thursday, October 7th, 2021. Birthday Eve.
Hi, Ralph.
Our theme song is brought to you by Chuck Rainey on bass this time. Chuck Rainey's playing the bass line on this show as an educational thing on a video to show people how to play the bass to street beater.
Nice.
He's getting down.
Hey, Ralph. Good to see you.
Go, Chuck. Welcome, everybody, to the O-Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're coming to you live from across the United States of America, all the way from the Pacific Northwest down to the South and then back up into the Midlands in Colorado.
Yeah,
that guy gets down on that bass, man. Chuck Rainey. It's one of the best renditions of that song that I've heard. And I've heard a lot. I've looked for them.
Hi, Tuttles.
So, welcome, everybody.
Morning, Tuttles.
It is Thursday, as Eric said. Thursday, October 7. 7. Just getting started. The month is just getting started. Ghosts and goblins are gathering up, getting ready, going over their plans for Halloween.
Are they?
Witches are getting ready, their recipes ready for their little pots of... Wow.
I know, right?
You did that. You did that really well.
I've been practicing.
Have you? Man. Yeah. Grammy's got
a
nice...
little witchy in me.
Yeah, Grammy's got a good little...
Grammy has a good one.
Good witch,
Grammy,
yeah.
Sure does.
Hi, Royalty Rollers. Good to
yes,
see you.
Yes, thank you. Welcome.
Pharaoh Vega. Good to see you. Hey, you know, Grammy's been up since 2 in the morning. We went to bed, oh gosh, when did we go to bed? Around 11, I guess. And next thing I know, she's up. She's up. Welcome, everybody. Good to see you. If you do the show, hit that follow. And anyway, so she's been up, and I got up around, about 3, I guess, and I'm going, what the heck is going on? And her door to her room was closed. I could hear the TV on. So I open up the door, and I look in on her, and she's sitting in there all in her recliner, all bundled up. We got this blanket, and she's just crocheting away. She looks at me. Mm-hmm. She got this little smile on her face. Hi! I go, what are you doing? She goes, I couldn't sleep. I need to get this blanket done. And man, she's in there. Brrr. She is a crocheting machine. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And this is such a beautiful, beautiful blanket. I think she's got a friend. She's making it for a friend for something, you know. And man, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's full of colors. It's fall colors too, it looks like to me.
Oh, nice.
But it's just a beautiful, beautiful blanket.
Everything she does is beautiful that I've seen.
Yes, she does. She does wonderful work. Because your troll account came in so racist. Oh yeah, you gotta block them. Then I'm sorry about that, Royalty Rollers.
And they've done it to me too, and Eric, and other people on Podbean. And hi, Mr. A. And we're trying to – stealing our identity is one thing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you getting past that, because it's doing that and just trying to make us look bad because they can't do what we're doing. And all we're doing is three friends hanging out. You know, how hard is that to do? But they can't do it. They're jealous. And they're doing it, you know, they're trying to bring us down. And I appreciate you getting past that. So thank you.
And rest assured, I've blocked over 200 of these people, and I have turned in their pages with their
my identity being stolen and being used that way. The laws get involved. So that's all I'm saying.
We're doing everything we can to help Podbean.
Go ahead, Eric.
And the latest person they've been trolling is a North Dakota Senate candidate who is doing a show here on Podbean too.
Yep.
And you would think that with him running for such a high office that hopefully since I did reach out to this gentleman and he is aware of what's going
on.
And I'm sure John DeVito has confirmed it too. The point that John DeVito's even considering having him on his show for an interview.
Right. But what we need everybody with podcasts, these people coming into your shows, we need you to snap a picture of their profile page and send that to Podbean. Send it to them via contact@podbean.com. And that way they've got these numbers and they can hunt them down. They tell me that they're, their tech people are working on it. And so, we got to get these people. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Because they destroy. They're just trying. They're just idiots. What can I say? They're idiots.
What these trolls fail to realize is, you know, if they think they're going to get away with hurting our reputations and other innocent people's reputations, they're hurting their own reputations even worse.
Right. And we've given them enough airtime as it is, so.
Yeah, so we're moving
They're out of here. Anyway, it's a great day, new beginning. Yeah, let's go. What did I call today's show? Tackle life. See, we're tackling life as it is. Life throws you all kinds of things. You got to get out there and tackle life. You can't play around with life, you know. Life is always living our lives like a big boxing match. We're in the octagon. We're in the octagon with life. And life's in there waiting for us, you know. Yeah, ding, 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 ding. There we go. And you got to get out there. You got to get out there and, you got to get out there and duke it out with life. Yeah, life hurts. Yeah, it does. But you know what? When it hurts, it builds us up, makes you stronger, Ralph. You know that as well as I do, buddy.
It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Yeah, bears. Damn. Bears will kill you.
Yes, bears will kill you.
But now we got to get out there, you know. Sometimes when we're out there, sometimes when we're out there battling life, we get all depressed in that and down because we're out there and we feel like we're alone. But you know, you're really not alone fighting life. I mean, you've got all of us in your corner. We're out there. We're rooting and we're hollering for you to get out there and get it done. You know, and telling you to get off the wall, get back out in the center of the ring and fight it out. You know, we're there with you. We're there with you, helping you get through there. And don't let life get you down. Don't let the things of life pile up on you. And I will say this, in all seriousness, if you're out there and, you know, and you're down in the dumps, you know, and you just can't shake it, you know, there's a lot of crisis phone numbers that you can reach out to, people you can reach out to. Reach out to someone and, let them help you pull you out of the pit that you're in. You know,
with that being said, it is National Depression Screening Day. So,
really? I did not know that.
So like what you're saying is if you feel it and I've fought depression all my life on and off and I'm not going to I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say I've ever been depressed. I have. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. And if you need help, you have friends. If you don't have friends, you can get help. There's all kinds of places, like you said, that are out there that have people that are willing and able to be there for you.
Yeah. Get people out there to help you. You know, and that's one thing that we try to strive on this podcast, our show. Our podcast is anti-hate, anti-anger. We stay away from all the current events that are going on that will drag you down and put you in the mud. You know, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We just want to get you lifted up, get you thinking good thoughts, having some fun, get a smile on your face, you know, get your heart at peace. And so you can get out there in the ring with life and give life a big old throat punch. You know, that's what we want. So we're here to help you get going. So, yeah, GP man, good vibes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we're just glad you're here. And we just appreciate y'all coming in. Yeah, it's good times. Good times. Grab a cup of coffee. Grab your coffee. Lift it up. We're going to salute the day with a cup of coffee. Drink your coffee. And, you know, let's just salute all of you. And let's have the day get off on a good start. I salute you. Ah, Old Man's Coffee is brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee. Veteran roasted, veteran made. Yeah, baby. Yeah. I popped into Ralph's show for a little bit and caught the end of it. And so it's he had that coffee thing going. He had that coffee again. Yeah, oh, yes. I love that thing. Oh, it is so it is so funny. Yeah. And thanks for sending that to me, Ralph. I use it every now and then on our show.
Yes, he does.
I use it at the beginning. Because that's just hilarious. And I believe if I understand the story right, that is actually it was actually somebody saying that in a some kind of coffee place or something. He went behind the counter, from what I understand, and grabbed the coffee and was just yelling if everybody wanted coffee.
Oh, he didn't even work there.
No, he didn't work there. And he's just, Ralph says he's got the video.
Hi, Saucy.
Oh, Ralph, could you email me that video? That'd be awesome. But the thing is, you know, if I had a restaurant and somebody, of course, it sounds like it's in Boston or something, you know, it sounds like a lot of Boston accents going on, you know, it would be hilarious. If I was sitting in there and somebody did, I'd go, Hey, over here, coffee over here. You know,
troublemaker. Hi, Tronkette.
That's what we need. We need more laughter going around, man. Laughter. Mm-hmm. So the Dodgers won yesterday. Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah.
That was the team I grew up going to, was the Dodgers. when I thought tickets were like under $10. That's how old I am.
Yeah, when it was fun. Yeah, I mean, we could afford to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Dodgers are in, Boston's in, and now the playoffs are going to take off and they're going to get going. And if I'm not mistaken, the first round of these playoffs, they play a 5-game series. Someone help me out there and correct me if I'm wrong.
I wish Aaron, I have him down.
Yeah, well, we'll find out Monday.
Yeah,
five-game series. But, yeah, playoff time, baby, playoff time is going.
And then those two winners play each other, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then they, the winner of both divisions, they play on the World Series. I can't wait. It's good times. Good times. Playoff baseball playoff is some of the best baseball you'll see. And then we have the hockey Kraken. Kicking off. Hockey. Kraken. We got a hockey and they're cracking. Cracking are kicking off.
What you sent, Ralph? What you sent?
He sent me that that video of that guy in that thing. I'll send it to you, DJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, the Kraken are starting to play. I mean, hockey's kicking off here in a few days. Can't wait. I followed our Kraken team in Seattle, the brand new team. They're 6-2 in the They were 4-2 in the preseason. So that's, I mean, it's preseason, okay? They got people out that are trying to get a shot in the team. You know, they're trying to. Uh-huh. You know, they're trying to win a slot on the team that goes into the season, and a lot of good hockey. And it's so funny because I'm new to the game. So the first game I saw, they're kind of out there, you know, kind of skating
Tina.
Around. And to
Hi,
me, it looked
Nader. Welcome.
To me, it looked more like it looked more like a recreational game. You know, it didn't look like National Hockey League. They're out there just kind of skating around, do, little bumping into each other and all this and that. And I'm going, all right, whatever. You know, I guess they're trying to get the feel for the ice and whatever. Okay, that was the first game of the preseason. Last game of the preseason, oh my God. It was like a street brawl going out there on the ice. I'm going, okay, now we're talking. Uh-oh. Now we're talking hockey. Yeah. I mean, hockey to me is just, being new to the game is just, amazing what goes on inside a hockey rink. I mean, if me or anybody else in here, if we was to do that out on the street, we'd be hauled in for assault. mean, good grief, how physical that game is unbelievable. And so I decided, I told Grammy, if we're ever out partying and doing stuff, you know, or not partying, but we're out shopping or something, somebody comes up and gives us a bad time or something, I'm just going to go ahead and slam him into the car, slam him to the ground and that.
Oh,
and
my.
If the cops come, I'm going to say, hey, we're just playing hockey. Hey, we just have a little hockey game going here.
And there's no ice.
Yeah, say, hey, so, you know, I mean, I'll go sit in the penalty box for 2 minutes.
Oh, gosh. I built the back of my penalty car back here.
Tuttles. Yeah, sure, Tuttles. I mean, if you do something weird, I'll just hunt you down. That's all.
At least he's asking.
I know. I'm just messing with him. Good grief.
He just wants your picture.
No.
Scary.
He says your pictures. Oh. It's plural. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, Dana Joe, do we have any holidays or anything coming up and all that?
Yes. Well, we did talk about the National Depression Screening Day. So, again,
yes, that's important.
And you know, with everything that has gone on, I think that even it's come out more within the last year and a half with all the pandemic crap that we've been
cabin fever.
With. Yeah. People have been, it's come out. And so just deal with it. Don't think that there's something wrong with you, because there's nothing wrong with you. Just get some help. Get the help that you need if you need.
And keep an eye on teenagers. Keep an eye on your kids.
Exactly.
You know, keep an eye on your
kids.
That's
gone
up.
Teenage suicide has gone up. And I wish I would have known ahead of time that, you know, the signs and stuff to be able to look for. But I would hope that you would know if there's a difference in your child. So.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes all it takes is just look him in the, you know, you look at him and say, hey, are you all right?
Yeah.
Come on. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's happening here? You know, talk to me,
be able to have a community. I think that's very lacking nowadays in a lot of families is communication and being able to talk to high poetic.
Well, I think out in just the general public, it seems like we've become introverts.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Introverts. We're into ourselves, only ourselves. We don't pay attention. We walk with our heads down. You know, we don't look around at what's going on. Hi, Po. We don't look at what's going on. We don't look at people. We're not observers of people anymore.
Right.
You know, and how many times do we walk by people? We don't even know what they look like. You know, we walk by, you know, I mean, you know, just be more aware of what's going on.
Welcome.
There's probably a lot of people out there that are crying out for help, you know, and it just takes us a second to look. And if you see someone, and I don't care if they're a stranger. You know, if you see someone, just ask them if they're doing okay.
Yeah.
Hey, are you doing okay? I mean, sometimes that's all it takes. You know, just ask them.
Oh, I've heard stories and stories and stories of people that exactly what you're talking about, complete strangers. And you know, one of them was somebody on a bridge and they were crying and they were just crying. And he just felt like he needed to talk to this person. And he did. And he talked to this person and they were going to jump off the bridge. So that's all it takes. Is a little human kindness.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to get to that dramatic point.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes all you got to do is pay attention. If you're just out for a walk around the park and you see somebody sitting on a park bench all by themselves, you know what it looks like when someone's about ready just to give up. You know what it looks like when someone's really down in the dumps, you know, put your walk or your little thing on pause and just ask someone if they're okay.
Yeah.
Hey, are you okay? You know. Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, all right. Well, listen, have a good day, man. And if you need someone to talk to, I'll be here in the park for a while. Just holler out, you know.
Hi,
that's all we're saying.
Lady.
Just be aware.
What are you talking about, Mike? Guns in the day now, Greg? Oh, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, welcome. But it is also National Frappuccino Day. Those are too sweet. Especially what they're showing. I don't like all that sugar. It's just too sweet for me to drink. I'd rather, if I want something sweet, I want a piece of cheesecake or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, frappuccinos. I don't know if I've ever even had a frappuccino. I know I've had a cappuccino. I've had a cappuccino.
I haven't had one in a very long time, but what they're showing, it has a lot of chocolate dripping all around it, is just chocolate. So I don't, maybe somebody could clarify that, but
I don't know. Is it, sounds to me like a, just a,
is the one that you get, does it have a lot of chocolate in it?
I don't know. I just know, all I know is coffee and mochas. That's about it. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Coffees, and then you put chocolate on it, chocolate in it. Now you got a mocha.
No, it's all sweet. It just looks all sweet to me.
That's why I just drink. Give me an Americana. You know, I had to find out what that was. Strawberry. Oh, Tuttle's strawberry Frappuccino is actually quite good.
I would think that would be not as sweet.
Starbucks makes those.
Light. That sounds good.
Do they, Eric? Well, I imagine Starbucks makes all kinds of Frappuccinos. Yeah.
I remember 4 years ago, you know, Starbucks had a Frappuccino called the Unicorn Frappuccino, but unfortunately I never got the opportunity to try it, but it sold out like hotcakes. But I think Starbucks got in some legal trouble over that too, that another like independent like mom and pop coffee shop had sued, saying that infringed on their patent or trademark or copyright. But I don't know if we've heard anything else since.
Welcome. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Royalty Rollers, thanks. Hi, thanks for giving us a follow. And yes, I am following you. I just clicked the follow button on your profile right now.
Oh, I got
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not into those big old fancy drinks.
Cleric and Lion Spider, welcome.
You know, I say I'm not into those big old fancy drinks, but there for a while I used to go to like a Dutch Brothers, and I'd always order a soy latte, soy latte chai tea with extra chai, please.
Oh my. Look at you, hoity-toity. Did you have your finger out when you I am following you, Royal. Good.
Yes, okay. I did. I put my finger out when I drank it. Yeah. Yes, I did. Mr. Hoity Toity. But there for a long time, you know, I couldn't figure out, you know, I'd go in and say, hey, I just want a regular cup of strong coffee. Just a cup of coffee. Give me a strong cup of coffee. And then finally somebody told me, oh, well, what do you want? What do you want to order then is Americana. Order an Americana. I go, what's that? He goes, a strong coffee. Oh, well, okay. Give me an Americana.
Yeah, Americana doesn't have anything in it. But is it not as strong as the shot?
No, it's not an espresso, but mine are, because I order an Americana. Yeah, give me an Americana, and can you put a couple espresso shots in it for me?
Just a couple?
I have been known to caffeine out. Well, I get this other drink at this place called Black Rock Coffee Cafes, and it is called a
thank you,
Jackhammer. It's called a Jackhammer. And what it is, it's black coffee with a touch of chocolate in it. And 6 espresso shots.
Be safe, Gina. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, and then so when I order it, you know, it's like, oh yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. And then they came out with another drink. I can't remember what they called it. And they said, well, you know, you like the Jackhammer. I go, yeah. They go, well, this one's got double the espressos in it. And I'm going, oh my God. And I can't remember the name of it, but I tried it. And I tell you what, I must have been close to ODing on caffeine, because I was running around just spinning. You know, it was like, oh my God. You know. What new platforms can you find us on, Ralph? You're asking? Well, I'm you can find us on Stitcher.
Hi, Rounding Third.
You can find us on Podcast nice Addicts. You can find us on Deezer Podcasters. You can find us now. We're going to be on iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
And what about that WES?
And you can find us on WESN Epic Strategies Network.
Right. Well, I didn't wanna... You totally forgot that one.
Well, Ralph was asking.
So I know.
Yeah. How dare you find us on that WESN Epic Strategies Network.
I got your back, Ralph.
Go to your app stores and download that app for your phone. And or you can just, if you're sitting at your office,
Geezer.
You can pull it up on your computer.
Is it Geezer? Like old Geezer?
No, Deezer. D-E-E-Z-E-R. D, not G. Not G, D. D, Deezer. Yeah, Eric's got it right there. Yeah, so I've been pushing the... Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I know, like, WESN, I know you'll find this show and Ralph's show there, just like you'll find De Grey Area and Asha of Man Cave Sound and Tears and a couple other podcast friends you might see here on Podbean. But I would also have my fingers crossed that maybe we can get Cummings' Culture and John DeVito and Slightly Serious over there at some point, and Beans and Weenies.
Well, they got to talk to Ralph. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, hopefully they'll know what to do.
And there's Asher right there. Hi, Asher.
There's Asher. Oh, and so I've got a couple more I'm working on, Ralph. But we got to see how they work out. And that marketing stuff is rough, man. I'm telling you, it's driving me nuts trying to get this stuff, get in there and communicate with people. And oh, man, oh, ice cream man. Ice cream man. Yeah. Spread your reach. That's what I'm trying to do. Spread out and get out there and get some exposure. Good, but it's fun. I tell you, it is fun. It drives me nuts, but it is fun. It is fun, you know? And so we'll see what happens. Good times. And if you're in this podcast and you want to start a podcast, I'm telling you, Podbean is one of the easiest things to do. Go to podbean.com. And look and see how to download their app onto your phone and do it on the internet, on their webpage. And they give you everything you need to do. They tell you how to start a podcast and how to get it going. And I mean, bam, there you go. Bam. You'd be out there and you'd be podcasting. You'd be having fun like we are, just like we are. And I tell you what, our chat room is full of people with some great podcasts in there. Mm-hmm. Like one is Poetic right there. She's got a nice pen. The Holy Shift podcast. And
The Only Crazy Lady has one.
The Only Crazy Lady. Ralph Wim, A Man Cave. Yeah. You know, we got a bunch of them in there.
Tuttles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can find them and get out there and have a lot of fun. Pop in and listen to them. See how they get going.
Shonda. We can't forget our Shonda.
The Van Life Pantry. I mean, we got many. We got
so many in here. If you look in here, a lot of – some of them don't, but all of them that have the little red circle with the V means that they pay extra. And so that's one way of knowing that they have a podcast. But there are a lot of them here that have great podcasts that
don't
have that little letter V next to them. So –
yeah, we got a lot of friends that have news podcasts. You know, if you're into following the news, I think you get better news from podcasts than you do the national media. Mm-hmm. But we got the Slightly Serious. We got Cummings' Culture. You know, we got John DeVito. I mean, there's just tons of good podcasts out there. Mm-hmm. And we're not even talking about the big national wide ones. I mean, you
hi, Vera Vega. Welcome.
No matter what your outlooks on life are, you can find a podcast for it, you know. And so just get out there and explore and check them out and have a good time because they're fun. And I swear, I still believe that the day is going to come where we're going to rely more on podcasts to get our current news and events than we are national TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would probably also say about, you know, like podcasts growing in popularity. One thing that is so unique
about
podcasts is that when it comes to like news related subjects, like when John DeVito and Slightly Serious and Cummings Culture do interviews, you know, with big names that getting on podcasts as small as ours would be difficult to come by. You know, we would give our guests like the freedom, you know, to to have in-depth conversations and be unfiltered, whereas like in traditional media, everything is just so filtered and, you know, and, you know, we want our guests to feel at home and don't, and not feel like they didn't get their story across.
Exactly.
But you know, we're all about making people feel like they're part of our family, even though the biggest majority of us on here have never really met each other in person. But I'm certainly grateful that y'all both got to meet a couple months ago. And
and
I hope maybe one day I'll be able to get to meet y'all in person, as well as get to meet James and Jeremy and John and, you know, and Ralph and a few other friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But it's just great. It's just great times. So we started this. I started this one just as a hobby. You know, that's all it was. Mm-hmm. It was just a hobby.
And then Eric and I came in, and now we're taking over.
You know, you're taking over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we did meet after some time. Together. Grammy and I got together, and we caught a flight, and we surprised Dina Jo in around the Denver, Colorado area. And here's that video right here. Here it is right here.
What?
So now that we're here, we met face to face for the first time after a year and a half.
Oh my
what
God.
Do you think, huh?
Who was the biggest bidder? Was it Spanky? Scooter?
Oh, come on. I don't like hugging. Stop hugging me. Ow.
Tune in Monday,
the Old Man's Podcast Show. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric.
That's me.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
I even liked the video of like it was on Dina Jo wearing like the old man shirt, and then you old man came into the picture and Dina Jo was like, "What's he doing here?" And you said you're what, the French toast? That was a good video.
Yes, I remember it is. That. Kind of yes, remember that. Is. I have to. Did you post? I have to look at that.
Yeah, I posted it. Yeah, it's we had a fun time. We had a fun time sitting around and just having a good time. Let's see here. Hold on. Here, where is that? Is this it?
Yeah. Oh, look at what I'm wearing today. Yeah.
What?
What the French toast? Oh, who's that guy?
Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
Where
are you
from? Yeah. Joe has an old t-shirt of the old man with,
hi, Carlos.
With the old man's face on it. That's actually from... Dreadnought 928's podcast, yep. When I was co-hosting with my son, Dreadnought 928. And he did a old man's, because it was Dreadnought 928 with Rich and the Old Man. And so he made t-shirts with my picture on it. And Dina Jo's got one. My daughter has one. Grammy has one.
Slap Squad, Jess.
The Slap Squad.
Baby Jess, Cracks.
So there is t-shirts out there with the old man's face on it. Why, I have no idea. but it's fun. It's just fun
it
stuff.
Fun.
It's just fun mm-hmm. stuff. So any other days, Dina Jo? Is that it?
No, there's a couple of holidays, like Indian-ish, it looks like.
The
Mysore Asia holidays. Dasa, yeah. They're all like a couple days, and then another one is no. Sorry, you guys, I'm butchering these. Navarati.
Yeah,
looks like she's it's a Hindu holiday. Divine Feminine Devi, held in honor of the Divine Feminine Devi. So
interesting. That's it. All right.
That's it. Those were. Okay. I know. There's only four today instead of 24.
Amazing. Only four.
Right.
So anyway, welcome everybody. We have today is Thursday, and tomorrow on Friday, for those of you new in the chat room, hit that follow button while we're talking about it. But while the new one's in the chat room here, we have a music show that we do every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And this Friday is no exception. We're going to have our music show going. And Dina Jo is going to be presenting all the Today in History, music history songs that we've doing this week. She's going to be in, they're going to be on. She's not going to be introducing them like she is here, but she's put this thing together, and it's going to be a list of all these songs that we played this week on the Today in Music History. Yeah, in their entirety. Yeah. Old people music. Oh, come on, man, Dave.
No, it's not old people's music. Most of them are off the off of UK list. Haven't you noticed that? A lot of them, when I'm reading it, it says off the UK 100 top, whatever. Off
yeah, Man Cave. A lot of the songs that we're playing are off of the
UK.
Yeah, the UK top, the top list in the UK. Yeah, so there. So
it's just the bloody Americans playing the ones that were hits in the UK.
you know we love you. We're just messing with you, Man Cave. But there's a guy with some music right there, Man Cave. He has a music show. Yeah, stripper music. Yeah, we did that last
time. Woo! Yeah, that one song. It did sound like it.
Yeah, but that was last week, so I don't think that's on this week's.
No, it? Was it last week or what?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
It was somebody Jordan. Somebody Jordan.
Yeah. Well, we'll know. We'll find out when we play them. So that's going to be a good. That's going to be a good thing, and I hope we have enough time to play it, because we got a 2-hour slot that we try to do the music in. So we'll see. We'll see if we can't. Well, we'll just start and get as many in as we can, because we just do it. Bam, 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 bam. We play it. It's all about the music. All about the music. Yeah. Also, Royalty Roller says that they accept a music request on their show. Well, I take requests in a sense that, you know, if somebody says, hey, can you play Steely Dan one of these weekends? Bam, we'll do, we'll throw Steely Dan in, you know, on a, on a Friday show. We'll throw Steely Dan in with another band. Yeah, good times. Good times.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else? That's it? All the ones that I know?
No, those are all the days. Those are all the special days we have today.
Oh. Well, maybe since we're talking about music, maybe we ought to just go ahead and jump into our Today in History music stuff. What do you think?
Okay, sure.
Is it good enough time? Huh?
To chat afterwards, yeah.
Well, let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. I got to find it here. Got to make sure I play the right one here. There it is.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Jo's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Jo. It's funny that we got this starting, and I just got a notice on my computer saying that Carlos Santana just released a new video called Move.
Oh.
Ooh,
okay.
All righty. It's all yours.
Awesome. All right. We're going to start in the year 1939 with Judy Garland, at the age 16, records Over the Rainbow for the movie The Wizard of Oz. The music was written by Harold Arlene with lyrics by Yip Harburg. Arlene came up with the melody while sitting in his car in front of the original Swab's drugstore in Hollywood. The original title he came up with was Over the Rainbow is Where I Want to Be, but they changed it to just Over the Rainbow. So here is Judy Garland with Over the Rainbow from the movie The Wizard of Oz.
And she was 16?
Yep.
Well, we're waiting. There it is, Judy Garland, Over the Rainbow. Dorothy!
Yes.
Thanks, Dorothy.
All right, we're going to move on to the year 1963 with Pete Seeger. Copyrights, We Shall Overcome. The song dates to the early 1900s, where Seeger adapted it into the well-known version that became a civil rights anthem. He lists three other songwriters, including two representatives of the Hyler Folk School in Tennessee, where he developed the song. The royalties from the song go to the We Shall Overcome Fund, which supports schools in its outreach efforts. Here is Pete Seeger with We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
I have never heard this original.
We shall overcome. Someday.
So there's Pete Seeger. We shall overcome.
America. Yeah, it sounds like it's a good song for what's going on right now with us. We should overcome.
America.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to the year 1969. American folk rock band, the Young Bloods, version of Get Together is certified gold. The song is an appeal for peace and brotherhood, presenting the popularity of love versus fear and the choice to be made between them. It is best remembered for its impassioned plea in the lines of its refrain, "Come on, people, now. Smile, your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now." I know I sing awful, but which is repeated several times in this succession to bring the song to its conclusion. Come on, everybody. Here's the Young Bloods with Get Together.
You go, girl.
Uh-huh. I'm not scared.
Oh, that was a real generational hit.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Another great one for today.
Love is but a song we sing.
He sings much better than me.
We will die.
The Young Bloods.
Make mountains ring.
Get together.
Oh, make the angels cry.
You know one thing, what year was this, Ginger?
This was 69.
Yeah. During the big civil rights movement back in this middle to late 60s, you know, you don't get taught that in history anymore, but you should go back and research and look at the time, you know, in the 1965 to the 1970, look at that era of the civil rights movement there. The one thing I was going to say about the protest songs back then is the protest songs were all centered around us getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And together and being
fighting
one.
Together. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Bonding together.
Separate, not too
doing away with the division. Let's all get together. Let's bond together. You know, there's
Let's
power
bring it back,
in number.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't hear any protest songs at all that do that nowadays. But no. Yeah. Those are good songs. Good songs.
Maybe we need to start
very pertinent
back.
Today. Yeah.
We shall overcome and let's get together and get together. Two good ones.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the year 1978. The Rolling Stones play their new single, Beast of Burden, on Saturday Night Live. The song, sometimes misunderstood as a put-down, this is a rare Stones song that treats women as equals. Jagger sings that he don't need no beast of burden, and a beast of burden is an animal that labors for the benefit of man, like an ox or a pack mule. Here's the Rolling Stones with Beast of Burden. I'll always like this song.
Yeah. Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones. It's funny, he says, I will never be your beast of burden.
Well, Interesting. All right, we're going to move on to 1989, where Paula Abdul's first album, Forever Your Girl, hits number one in America. The song is about loyalty in your relationship. The female vocalist proclaims that despite rumors that others may be interested in her, none of those matter because she will remain faithful to her man. She loves and she will remain forever his girl. Here is Paula Abdul with Forever Your Girl.
Oh,
Paula.
Whenever I hear Paula Abdul on the TV, when the kids are watching MTV, I'd have to run out in the room and watch. She was quite the dancer, that Paula Abdul. She's just a little girl, too. Little
tiny.
Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl. She had a string of some really good songs.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move on to, and no, we got a couple more. Alanis Morissette in 1995. Jagged Little Pill reaches the top of the U.S. albums chart in its 15th week, giving the Maverick label founded by Madonna its first number one. One of the songs off of Jagged Little Pill is Ironic, represented several situations that are described as ironic. This has led to a debate as to whether any of these actually match the accepted meaning of irony. I don't know. You'd have to listen and find out. Here is Alanis Morissette with Ironic.
Now, before I play this, you were messing with me. I know it's like you were messing with me because that you sent it to me and you said Alan. Alan Morissette. And I'm looking all over the place for Alan Morissette. Alan, you know, it's like, whoa. So here it is.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late.
Hi, Amy.
It's
an
ironic.
Hi, Amy. Nice to see you.
Don't you think? It's like rain.
Was it
Alanis?
Alanis Morissette. Ironic.
Yes. Thank you. Lastly, on our list today, we're going to end in the year 2014 with Weezer releases their ninth studio album, Everything Will Be All Right in the End. This is Weezer's ninth album and their third produced by Rick Ocasek. Everything Will Be All Right in the End departs from the electronic pop production of Weezer's previous two albums, entering into a sound more resemblance of the band's earlier albums. The lyrics deal with singer Rivers Cuomo's relationship with his father figures, fans, and women. Here is Weezer with Back to the Shack from their Everything Will Be All Right in the End album.
Yeah, I like this one. I've never heard it before.
Sorry, guys, I didn't realize that I needed you so much. I thought I'd get a new audience. I forgot that disco sucks.
This is from their album, Everything Will Be All Right in the End.
Started feeling dumb.
Weezer.
Maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums.
Back to the Shack. That's a great song. That's a good song.
They're fun. They're a fun band. One of their last ones is all remakes.
One of their last albums?
Mm-hmm. And it's so good. It's really good. I'm just trying to find it, but I can't find it. It's pretty good. They do all remakes of other people's songs. And yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah.
But that's our list for this day in music history for October 7th. Tomorrow we will have some for October 8th on Eric Kirk's birthday.
Thank you, Dina Jones.
You're welcome. Very much.
And you'd have been proud of me. I was multitasking. I was doing all kinds of extra stuff trying to play that music. And
you didn't disconnect us.
I didn't disconnect us.
How about you? That?
Man. Good times. That was a good list. So, like I said, this Friday, tomorrow at 8 p.m., all these songs that Dina Jo has introduced to us through the week, you know, we only play a little bit of it because of copyright rules and all this and that. Come Friday night on our music show, we're going to play the entire songs, all of them from that we had from Monday to Friday. So you'll be able to tune in and hear all of the songs. Yeah. You know, it'd be fun. It'd be good. Good times. Yeah. Thanks, Dina Jo. That was a good list. Very good list.
Sure. You're welcome.
Yeah, man, we're just moving right along today.
I have sent 25 drum solos. Let's see if they're. I don't know. Oh, come on now.
25 drum solos?
Yeah, let's see. They say some of the best 25, the best break and intros that everybody should know. The greatest drummers.
Are you going to be able to play them or?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
You know what? That would be fun for tomorrow's show. Don't you think?
To go over all of those instead of what I've already done? No.
Oh, no. No, you already. Okay. I don't know if I could pull up drum solos. I don't know if I could do that. I mean, like, they give me the unless they're
song?
Intros. Unless they're intros.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because like the number 25 is Angel of Death by Slayer. So I'm not quite sure where the drum part is in that.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Angel of Death. Let's see. Slayer. Well, it ain't at the beginning. No, that's going to be too hard for me to try to do. Because I have no way of knowing where the drum solo is.
Where it is.
Yeah. You know, I've always thought a fun thing to do with music is... you know, come up with a list of intros that as soon as this intro plays, people know what the song is. And that would be kind of fun to do. Find a bunch of intros like that. And then we could guess, you know, we could do a guess, you know, guess what the song is.
Yeah.
You know, with just the intros. That'd be fun to do.
Welcome,
I'd be into that.
Welcome.
What do you think, Garrett? Can you be into that?
Round 8-3rd. What's that?
Playing a little bit of an intro of a song, see if you can guess who it is. Just
isn't
a top intro.
I'd have to say yes.
Yeah, of course it'd be fun.
You'd have to say yes? Oh man, you know, you'd be biting at the bit for that because you're good at that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll have to see if I can put that together. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that next week. I'll have
Tuesday.
A list of intros. Maybe we'll do 10. 10 intros that you should know. Everybody should know what these songs are by the intros. And we'll do that. We'll fire that up. I'll go through and make a list for it this weekend. And we'll guess. Okay, here's intro number one. What is this song? Bam! And then we'll play it and then we'll see. I guess that's kind of a trivia type thing, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Eric. Get your we'll do that. We'll get that going. Probably won't be Monday, but maybe Tuesday we'll do that.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And I'll tell you what, we've done game shows and we've done TV theme songs, you know, from the old TV theme songs. And I'll tell you what, there's been some that, I mean, as soon as the song goes beep, Eric knows what it is. Oh, that's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But I mean, it's like, what? All right, Eric, get your thinking cap on.
You know, and I think some of our friends in chat, like Jessica, I think I would have some stiff competition.
That's true. Yes, Duck is good.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yep. But, like, if you were in Scooter and Spanky's show last night when they played, like, an 80s theme song, I immediately recognized the Elf theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Because I... Yeah. Because that's probably my all-time favorite TV show right there.
Right.
Oh, really?
And I collected all four seasons of that show on DVD.
Well, what year? What do you think? Should we do it in the 70s? The 70s rock songs that everybody should know by the beginnings? Let's put a year on it. 70s? 70s, 80s? What do you think? What do you think, Dina Jo? What year?
I probably guessed.
70s, 80s?
Hi, Casey Seeker. Welcome.
Dina Jo.
Am I muted? I said yeah.
No, said, you said yes, but you didn't say.
Oh, which one?
What 70s. Year?
Okay,
70s.
I'll go
okay.
with Shonda. 70s.
Okay, all right. Well,
70s.
I had to. You were so quiet. I went ahead and I got ready to click it, and then you started talking. But I'm going to click it anyway.
Oh gosh.
I cut it short. I don't think we're old enough for the 70s. I don't think we're... Oh. What, Jess? No, come on, Jess. You know you do, because this is what they play on all the classic rock radio stations is the 70s. Because I know you've heard these songs. Well, see, then it's going to be a challenge for you. Yeah, classic rock. It's going to be a challenge for you, Jess. I bet Jess knows more than she thinks she knows. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be rock and roll, so Man Cave's not going to show up because he's a he's into that reggae and what other kind of music you into, Man Cave? Reggae and rap? No.
No. Are you into rap? Is it going to be just the 70s just rock and roll music?
Yeah, 70s.
It's not like movie themes or
nope, rock and roll songs. Rock and roll. Okay. Nope. No themes. No music, no movie themes, no TV themes. It's just straight up classic rock and roll. And you should know these songs because of the intros. Yeah. 70s recognizable hits. Yeah. All genres? Even all genres? I'm only going to do like about 10 songs. Yeah. You know, there might be a couple of country songs thrown in there. Yeah. Yeah. It was before the disco era, so there won't be any disco in there. Maybe some Motown. Might be some Motown in there. Yeah. You never know. I'll come up with the list, and we'll see. We'll just see. Dina Jo, she's already nervous. No, are you kidding? You're really good at those things, Dina Jo. You and Eric both are.
I can like hum the note of the song, but not that, remember.
Well, that's why those
name.
Are so fun. Is because we'll play a song and you'll go, "Oh, I know that. I know." And you don't know the artist and you don't know the song, but you know how the words.
I'm singing the tunes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just can't remember. Oh, my brain.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And it'll be name the artist or name the song or sing part of it. That'd be a lot of fun. So what are your plans for the rest of the day there, Eric? What are you going to do the rest of the day? I mean, you got the big birthday. You're a big birthday boy tomorrow. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm already at my brother and sister-in-law's place doing the pet sitting and house sitting until about Monday.
Oh.
But I think...
Welcome.
Yeah, I don't... But I think birthday plans, like I'm meeting up with friends on Sunday for a birthday meal. Hopefully I could maybe convince another longtime family friend or two to join.
Isn't that fun?
Busy.
Yeah, isn't it fun to just gather around with a bunch of friends, just sit down and just kind of, you know, reminisce, have fun, poke fun at each other, laugh, have a good time. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
well, I finally went to
totally
the bar yesterday evening. Finally got like the dead ends trimmed off and freshened up.
Oh, good.
Whoa, good job.
All nice and cleaned up for your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, I still think for Halloween you ought to go like somebody like the Fonz. Slick that hair back with a big bouffant. put that pop that collar on your leather jacket. Hey, I just read this thing. I just learned that in 2019, a potato chip factory in Hong Kong found a World War One grenade in a shipment of French-grown potatoes.
Welcome back, Gus.
Just as the potatoes were going through their processing machines.
Wait, say that again, Al.
A potato chip company.
In a potato chip place?
A potato chip factory in Hong Kong. They order their potatoes from France. So they're French-grown potatoes. Okay. And in this shipment of potatoes, as they're starting to process them through their machines, there was an old World War One hand grenade in there. Oh my God.
Except it's a grenade. It was going to go through a machine. Thank God they found it.
Yeah, they found it. You know, the thing about that stuff, too, is it's still, some of that stuff is still live, you know. Some of it's still live. You know, these people that get out there and they find these all. I'm a black powder gun guy. I like black powder, or they're called cap and ball pistols from like the Civil War and that kind of stuff, the early Colts and that. And you know, people will go out and they'll go out with their metal detectors and they'll find these out there where they had Civil War battles and all that, and they'll find these old guns. They find these old guns out there, you know, and they always caution them, you know, that, you know, it might be all corroded and everything, but you better be careful, because if the chambers are loaded, it will fire, you know, so don't mess around with them, you know, you know, that'd be crazy. I'd love to find me a real old one. I've got some replicas. Replicas from Gus. But it's good times. Good times. Is Tuttles on there?
I see Tuttles.
I see him on the call. He must be muted now.
There he is. There's Tuttles. Hey, Tuttles,
like, what's going on? You have to answer the phone, don't you?
I can hear you. Well, I clicked him to connect, but I didn't see him. You didn't click on. What's going on, buddy?
I just got a sort of related story that I came across. In the potatoes, you know how I'm into that magnet fishing stuff up in tube.
Right.
This guy was magnet fishing, and he found a crate of 16 mines with his magnet.
He found 16 what?
16 what? You're kidding! Land mines.
And when he pulled them out of the water, they all started fizzing. Up, so he grabbed a big bucket and filled it up with the water, and then had to call the bomb squad and stuff. He was just trying to make a YouTube video of magnet fishing, and he
oh my gosh, crazy!
Jeez Louise, I saw a metal detector story, and this was in Europe someplace. This guy's going along this riverbed, and he hits something, you know, so he starts digging it out, and it's in the mud. He starts digging, and he finds this big metal-like pipe, and so he starts digging more and more and more. It was a World War II tank.
That is awesome.
They dug it out, and it was a tank in the mud. And the thing is it was so, the mud had packed around, you know, say it's, who knows how long, you know, well, it sat out there since World War II. But the mud preserved it, you know, it kept it from corroding and rusting out. And so, yeah, and they showed this guy, they showed him starting to dig it out, and then they showed him, they dug it, had to dig it almost completely out, and then they hooked it up with some big crane or something, and then pulled it out of the mud. He found a tank.
That is awesome.
Well, that'd be awesome.
I'm gonna go hunting for some.
Hey honey, I found something.
Or big.
I found something at the river. It's out in the front yard. Come look. You look. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Man K says him and T-Bird 2 could pull that stuff out with their magnets. Yeah. No telling. No telling. Well, see, that's what Sinbad.
Something, and it was just like really heavy, and it turned out they're holding it to the ground, and one of them must have been disconnected. So we actually pull it because it was still attached to the eye bolt or something down.
Hi, Mr. G. Welcome.
And then we found a $1.10 in change.
How do you bite a $1.10 in change? Most money's not magnetic.
No, none of them. Oh, all of them. No, yeah, you're right. They're not.
No, they're actually a lot of money is magnetic these days because of all the
because of the tin content.
Because it's so expensive to make.
Yeah,
I was going to say the tin content of it. Tin. Yeah.
Okay. We found what in Canada we call a loonie, which is a $1 piece. It's a $1 coin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the dime's from 1955, and the loonie is from 19.
Hey, T-Bone, good to see you, man. Isn't that something? Our money's really cheap. I mean, I remember when you know, things like quarters and all that was silver. They were silver, and then they started making them silver and copper with a silver plate over them or something, you know. Yeah, and then he started mixing tin and everything. So yeah, money's cheap. Well, that's interesting.
They stopped.
I
think it was 1942 when they stopped making silver quarters and.
I'm waiting for you or Man Cave to find a chest. And you open it up and it's got money in it.
Man Cave's asking how my boat project is coming along.
Welcome.
A high-powered motor to put into it because it has to be waterproof, the motor, so they're hard to find.
Welcome, Terry Rhodes.
Hey, I tell you what, that car you had a picture of, that is awesome. Looked like a little drag car.
It did 73 miles per hour in 100.
Good night.
I know. I told him, don't you wish you were little being there?
Yeah, it had the fastest ET of the whole day in the feature because my buddy's low voltage cutout happened 10 feet before the final race. But he had the fastest lap time with it the whole day.
And about an electric motor, too, once it loses its power, I mean, it comes to a halt pretty fast because there's not really any drag on those rotors and those cores and that kind of stuff. I mean, they just kind of stop, you know.
Yeah, and these ESC motors, they actually have them set up so like when there's no power to the motor, it automatically applies.
Oh.
It's a digital brake. It's supposed to be.
Man,
system. So as soon as the power shut off happened, and it applied the brakes, and he just.
Oh man, you know, couldn't happen right as he's crossing. It happens before he gets to the finish line. That's sad.
Feet before the finish
line.
Those
were remote control cars, though. Those are awesome. When they were building the houses across the street from us here in Vancouver, they had to. They came in, they did all the underground, you know, underground plumbing and electrical work and all that stuff. And then they paved the roads and then they run into a snag and they couldn't build anything. So it sat out there for a long time, just these paved roads out there. So me and Grammy, you know, being who we are, we went out and bought us some remote control cars, trucks. And we're out there running around on those roads having all kinds of fun.
I'd have done the same.
Oh, we had some fun. We've had remote control trucks, you know, the big wheel trucks out there running around. And then we had helicopters. We had little tiny helicopters and we'd fly them around in the house.
Yeah, I have those little helicopters too. We got them.
Those are awesome.
They are so cute.
And then we had boxing robots. We had boxing robots and we sectioned off our kitchen because it has a nice linoleum floor in there. And we were having boxing matches in there. They have a lot of fun. A lot of fun, man. And I think we still have that stuff. It's still sitting out in the new shed. Yeah, we were into it. We were into all of this remote control stuff.
We played.
Kids would come over. Hey, can we play? No, those are mine and Grammy.
Hands off.
Me and my brother got into helicopters for a while. Those boxing
robots were awesome.
What did you get into,
$800 helicopter, and his wife got mad at him, so we're not playing with helicopters.
Ooh.
$800? Yeah. Holy moly, what did he do?
Well, we lived... And he sort of lost signal, and the helicopter just took off and landed like some, and we could never find it again.
Oh man, I'd be mad too.
you know, remote control stuff is fun, and those helicopters are amazing. I don't know if he's still into it or not. Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner, he used to be big in those remote control helicopters. I mean, he had some that were just, you know, they were like, you know, almost an eighth scale. And I mean, they were huge. They were huge. And these people in these remote control planes. Yeah. And I found out that a lot of these shows, a lot of these movies that have like Top Gun and all this and that, you know, that they're showing these, you know, fighter jets out flying around and all this and that. A lot of those are remote control. They're, you know, like quarter size models of the actual plane, and they're out there and they're flying and they're filming those things zipping around in the sky instead of, you know, whatever they had to do to get real military planes out there. And when I saw that, it made all kinds of sense to me. I go, well, of course, why wouldn't you? Cause you can film those things taking off and it looks just like a real full size jet. I had a friend of mine that I worked with that was into remote control trucks, and he was showing me this video of one of his, you know, one of his four-wheel trucks zipping around on the beach, and he filmed it in a way. It was kind of like a slow motion in a way, you know, and I go, what, how did they allow you to drive on the beach like that? And you know he's feeding me all this line about this stuff, and he goes, "No, man, that's my remote control truck." I go, "Are you kidding me? It looked that real, because in slow motion it was throwing the sand with the big old tires, the grippers, and all that stuff." And I go, "Oh my gosh, that looks so real."
Yeah, a lot of
it's
that.
Like, yeah, that's a lot of that. How they?
Sorry, a lot of that scale stuff looks really, really cool.
It does. And, you know, if you're going to film stuff, why not film those? Because the people like yourself that can operate those vehicles, they can do it. And then the way they film things nowadays, I mean, why not? You know, it's saves on totally destroying big vehicles. I don't know. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah, $20,000, you know, RC plane versus a...
yeah.
Yeah, really. And you got to go to the Air National Guard to see if you can film one of their planes flying. No, you know, we'd like to film some of your jets taking off and landing. No,
yeah, but you use the cruise in the pilot seat, please. No,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Though I guess in this latest Top Gun thing, where he's an older guy, they actually had him in the back of you know, because they got training planes. They got two-passenger fighter jets and that kind of stuff. And he was actually – they filmed him in the back seat of one, making it look like he was flying that thing, you know. That'd be a – man, what a trip that would be. What a trip that would be. That'd be awesome.
Bye, JFJ. See you later.
Man, just awesome. See you, awesome Shay. Stuff. Good times, though. Good times.
Bye, Shay. See you later.
And then before nice we go, I heard – that the Star Trek guy, Captain Kirk.
Kevin.
I forgot his name. Captain Kirk. Together, play Captain Kirk. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he's slotted, 80 years old. He's slotted in William Shatner.
Thank
he's
you.
Slotted to go up in Bezos' next launch. Go I've to heard be, that and too. Then he's going to be the oldest guy ever to go into space.
Wow.
He's 90? Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's Captain Kirk is actually really going to go into space. Wow. And with that being said,
thanks for letting me call in. I'll get out of here.
Oh, of course.
Hey, you want to say anything encouraging before you get out? Oh, he's gone. Oh, man. Thanks, Puddle. Man, he's quick on that disconnect. I don't think I could ever hang up on him. He's too fast. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And we're here to knock you up in the morning. So here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Eric,
you're knocker-upper.
We're knocker-uppers. Eric, you want to plug some shows real quick?
Well, I think John DeVito should be going live sometime in the next 15 minutes, if nothing has changed. So definitely be on the lookout for him. And definitely be on the lookout should Specky do his lunchtime show today. But otherwise, him and Scooter are back in prime time tonight. And throughout the day, you've got names like Milk Dog and, you know, Coming Sculpture and Mike Tampa Bay doing shows. And Trice Talk is on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. So look forward to hopefully seeing Don Wayne and Dennis Lee. And then, of course, tomorrow is the big birthday, you know, not just my birthday, but Nida and Patrick Mama. You know, if they want to get serenaded, that hopefully they'll show up so we can sing them happy birthday. And then a big happy birthday wish to another good friend, Dustin, from the Freethink Institute. Hope he's having a good day today. And look forward to the Freethink podcast coming sometime in the new year. And I know we'll be back tomorrow. And hopefully Slightly is back either tomorrow or Monday. But good. Hopefully we want to wish everybody a great day.
Something about October and babies. I mean, people had a lot of babies in October, I guess. I don't know.
Well, October 5th lost its status as being like the most common birthday to September 9th, according to last year, unless that was like based on latest census reports.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, we'll tune in tomorrow. We're going to be singing happy birthday to Eric.
See you later.
It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. But we enjoy everybody coming in and visiting, spending your day.
And congratulations to Lady Me and the Beans and Weenie Show for getting in the pod being top 20.
Oh, yay.
Congratulations. Lady Me. Yeah, good job.
Yay. Girl power. Woop, woop.
Girl power.
And the Beans and Weenies. Beans and Weenies.
Gas power. Yeah.
Yes. Gas power. That's funny.
And now a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys so much. Thanks for joining us today. We hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Be nice to somebody. And yeah, that's it. Have a good day. Good day. Bye-bye.
Wow. Dina Jo. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great Thursday tomorrow. Yes. We're almost done. The week is almost done. One more day. You got tomorrow. And we'll get you through tomorrow. And then the weekend's right around the corner. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Have fun. You don't have to do random acts of kindness. Try to get 5 people to smile. And just have a great day. Do things you like to do. Have fun. Get out there and turn off the news. Get away from the news. And just have a great day.
Love you. God bless. Right, we'll see you next time.
Music's out of here.
See ya.
We're out of here. Later, Gators.